The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. Let the good times roll. It's that time of the year when they start to roll and they just keep rolling. Last night, we enjoyed fabulous weather on the beach in Summers Point. It was so hot and everybody was worried about the thunderstorms, and it turned out to be an absolute gorgeous night and the first of many concerts, legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point on Friday night, when we present two performances. The first was this very, very hot, emerging, and really popular young band called Twisted Livin'. We've been presenting them now for a little over a year, and they opened up for Tom Hambridge last year, and last night they did the same thing, and the crowds were really receptive. A lot of applause and screaming for them, and they wound up doing a little more than we had allotted for them because we were concerned about the weather. But Denny Schiffler on guitar and the great young bass player, Will Kiter, who is also a really good alto sax player. He's the bass player in Twisted Livin', and he's the alto sax player in the Plaid Salmon Horns. And you're going to hear a lot about them because they're becoming like the Tony Mart horn section, working with the Tony Mart All-Stars. And they, of course, are both P.J. Kiter and Will Kiter, the sons of the Momager, Laura Kiter, who is a great, great music person that is volunteering and working for us as well. So last night we enjoyed Tom Hambridge for the third time. What a great show. I think last night was the best show ever that he did up there, 90 minutes. They were screaming for an encore, and Tom just looked at me and said, "Carm, with this heat, man, I'm done." 90 minutes he performed, and it was truly a fabulous show. I just want to quickly digress into the fact that we are giving so much up there. Now is the time of the year that we really have to press for fundraising because we have to get the big sign done and we want to get all the schedules done. And we have some great sponsors, high-end presenting sponsors. We get a small grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, but we're looking to you all and small businesses and friends, law offices, medical practices that have been helping us for years. And if you can, just send a note over to Tony Mart Presents at gmail.com. Tony Mart Presents at gmail.com. And we can arrange for Nancy or Laura to get an opportunity list, a form, a sponsorship form over to you. Of course, you can also just come to the show and drop your business card in or whatever, but we need to get it done because we're already into a season of 13 concerts, and that's 20 shows during the course of 13 concerts because many of them are double shows. For instance, a really wild one, it's going to drive everybody crazy, but we'll pull it off somehow, is when we have this alt-rock group, these multi-million selling rock stars from the 90s called Deep Blue Something. They had a mega, mega hit called Breakfast at Tiffany's. And we have them for the first time. I'm really featuring a 90s band. Of course, we also have Anthony Crizon from the Spin Doctors, but that's in Atlantic City. But in Summers Point, we will have this group, and it's the 28th of August. And opening for the group is a really good Eric Clapton tribute, Slow Hand. And, you know, I have no business doing all of that, cramming all of that in there, the money, the difficulty with our crew, the back line, the front of the house, everything that's got to come together, you know. And we are not Live Nation. We have, a minimal group. But that is what you see. That is why we are number one in the country, number two in the country the last 4 years. And we are now number one in South Jersey, as we have just received the Shore Local Award for the best outdoor concert venue in South Jersey. And that is why, you know, for free, you'll come to the beach that night and see an excellent, I saw them at Fake Fest at Golden Nugget. And by the way, Golden Nugget, thanks to Kenny Adams, one of the executives there, an old friend, Golden Nugget is now sponsoring our concerts and helping us, because one of the things that we really need is hotel rooms, because it's difficult for the groups. We're about two things: giving great free entertainment to people, and number two is helping and supporting the artists. And that's what we're doing. And we thank Golden Nugget for helping us to do that. And we want everybody to, step back for a minute and appreciate what it is. This band, Slow Hands, they're called, really good. If you like Clapton, and they do a lot of different Clapton things, excellent, guitarist playing Clapton, and two very good women, two excellent female vocalists and performers up front. And then after that comes a group that was number one in England the whole summer in the 90s, one summer, and number five in the United States, riding high with this Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is a big song. And they were a alternate rock star band in the 90s, and it's the first time we're going to have them. Mitch Ryder on the 29th and the 31st of July. You know, you're talking about 17 hits, 10 top 10 records, 3 gold records. Devil with the Blue Dress On is one of those iconic top 100 rock and roll songs of all time. You'll see that on the beach, along with the Tony Mark All-Stars. That'll be a three-hour show. All the shows start at 7, and mostly they do start at 7. But please, if you know somebody that is into the music, that would like to support us, a business that would like to support us, we still have the title. I mean, I can take, Tony Mark Cares' Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point and turn it into somebody's corporate name on top of the concerts. And that would really help us to pay for all of this that we're doing with the presenting sponsors like Shore Storage and Great Bay Country Club. Another casino that has helped us is Ocean Casino. So we have Claridge, we have Ocean. Not that Claridge is not a casino, but Claridge has been a good, solid sponsor, and they are the rain venue for Atlantic City, that beautiful room in the Claridge Hotel. We love doing shows in there. But last night we had nowhere to go, and it was by the grace of God that we had that beautiful night, and we're very grateful to everyone. But please, we are in the fundraising phase here still for a week or two in Summers Point. What I'm talking about costs a lot of money. George Porter Jr., the king of the Jazz Fest, King George, coming up with John Papa Groves, doing a Dr. John tribute. Nobody is doing anything like this whether it's in Summers Point on the beach or Atlantic City on the boardwalk. And Nancy and I and our team, like, for instance, Michael Riley, really rose to the occasion last night and took care of Tom Hambridge, who was one of the great Nashville producers. He wanted everything just the way he wanted it, like he was in his own studio. And Mike Riley really went out of his way to work with us and Atlantic Media, John Rosenberger, Charlie Goetz, all of this. It's really a family type feeling. You know, we're talking about Laura Kiter, tremendous. And we are going to do a show that I want to talk about in Atlantic City, the first show on the 24th of June. You know, pending the final approvals, it takes a lot to get through all of the state approvals. It's a long process, a lot of rigmarole. But we anticipate it's been recommended for approval. We anticipate that everything will go forward. Certainly everyone in the city, all our audience, is really very, very grateful now that we did put out the schedule, which we will talk about more and concentrate on more once we have that final approval from the CRDA. But on the 24th of June, we are planning this show, which is really going to be an amazing show. And it's going to show off the breadth and the depth of the Tony Mart family, the Tony Mart All-Stars. This is an extended version of the Tony Mart All-Stars, 13 performers. The name stars, the regional headliners like Billy Walton and Danny Eyer, and the Hawkins Road performers, and Big Bob Ernano from Brandon, Ireland, and just a lot of very well-known performers. Patty Blee, Patty Balbo, who is just superb. And Bugsy will be there with her. They're very well-known in the casino entertainment scene. But those 13 performers, and I didn't name all of them, Brian Varhaley from Nuts, Brian Conover from Hawkins Road. This is a tremendous group of 13 musicians, and they are going to cut loose with a tribute that we call, this is already published now. You can go to our website, TonyMart.com, and see this list, because this list is really a very, very impressive thing to see. It's going to begin with it's called the Tony Mart All-Stars Classic Rock Superstar Tribute. And it goes from the Crosby, Stills, Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, all of that. And it goes into the Eagles and the Beatles and the Stones and Billy Walton doing Hendrix, and Danny Eyer doing his Beatles thing that he loves to do, and of course Brian Conover singing Hotel California, then Desperado. You come and hear him do that, and you'll see why we call him the voice of the Tony Mart All-Stars, the voice of Hawkins Road. Big Bob Ernano singing and doing the Joe Walsh, it's very impressive if you just look down the list of the people who are going to be the people that are going to be the tribute or that we're paying tribute to during the course of that show. It's the Allman Brothers, Santana, Whipping Post, Allman Brothers, and Jimmy Glenn comes out from behind the kit and does Rosalita. And the girls are, of course, a big part of it. Sharon Garland doing Bonnie Raitt's classic, Something to Talk About. Led Zeppelin, Patti Balbo fills that Led Zeppelin song. And, of course, Brian Conover and everybody come together at the end to do I Shall Be Released, the Bob Dylan song that Bob Dylan and the band performed every time they ever played in concert together. That's how they ended their shows. And another classic is Danny Iyer doing the Leon Russell, Joe Cocker version of George Harrison's With a Little Help from My Friends. And then there's Billy Walton doing Watchtower and Voodoo Child. It's really an unbelievable set, and you can go. But that's going to be 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, probably closer to 10:30. We have a soft curfew over there because you just park under the convention center, come up the escalator right to the free seating there, the free, the brand new rebuilt. That's more good news. They rebuilt the boardwalk and the stage there at Kennedy Plaza, and it really looks really, really nice. So we're going to celebrate that. And it's not long, less than 2 weeks now, the 24th of June at 7 o'clock. It kicks off the CRDA Summer Concert Series. By then, we are very hopeful that all the T's will be crossed and the I's will be dotted so that we'll be able to rock and roll. In Summers Point, we have Bonorama this week, one of the top headliners coming out in New Orleans. 5 trombones and a sousaphone, the big tuba, amazing Matt Perrine, one of the best, easily in New Orleans, everyone recognizes this genre of the brass band, street beat, kind of funky. Second line sound. It evolved from those who were behind the family in the funeral procession. There were the family with the coffin, and then the second line was behind the family. And that's why they call it second line, because in New Orleans, it didn't take too long to go from funeral dirges and hymns to party music and the sound that's made New Orleans the city that gave the world American music. You'll be hearing that two shows on the beach in Summers Point this coming Friday, the 19th. There's no opening act, so about 7:15, you're going to see the first of two shows that'll roll right into probably quarter to 10, because we've been given an additional time there. And it's really cool. There's Mark and Michael Mullins. Michael Mullins is the young rock star who sings the Led Zeppelin, and they do Fats Domino, and they do a lot of rock and roll classics with that 5 trombone sound, and it's really unique. Many of you have seen it. They're very popular. It'll be a hell of a night with weather. We'll have a hell of a night there. And to approach the 4th of July on June 26th, we will have no less than the guy who I consider to be the best frontman, band leader, leading the charge out there, the great Dane Anthony and the Dane Anthony Band. Dane Anthony is as good as it gets as the old school frontman who comes out and talks to the crowd and feels the crowd and plays the party dance music the crowd wants. I don't think anybody does it better than Dane Anthony. And we have him June 26th. Also that night, Dane and I are planning to just dedicate and recognize one of the great, great rock and roll performers in South Jersey for many years, who just recently passed in the last few months, Bobby Hunter, who was in Full House. Bobby told me, of course, the Jeremiah Hunter Band ultimately, but first Full House. And, you know, Full House got their first pay gig at Tony Mark's. So it's appropriate that we do that. And there's nobody better than Dane Anthony to do that. And then after the celebration over the 4th of July, which is going to be presented by several government, there's going to be lots going on down there at the beach. And they've got a lot of people coming in and putting on a big festival style birthday party for America. And then after that, we'll be back on the 10th. And that's where we're going now. Talking about our performer on the 10th. He is a very, very accomplished guy who has done no less than perform with Bob Ware and the family of Jerry Garcia, Waynard Scheller, who leads Dead Zepp, and he'll be bringing his guest star. And he, of course, is a star in the Americana jam world, doing these medleys, these beautifully arranged melodic medleys of the Grateful Dead and Led Zeppelin together. It's a great show with some of the finest Americana jam musicians on the East Coast, the stars of New York and Waynard, and all the way down to if you hang out in Key West, Florida, or anywhere in Florida in the winter, they are featured at a lot of concerts. But we have them in Summers Point on July 10th. No better place in the world to be in July than right there at Summers Point. And we will interview Waynard and talk with him. In fact, he is ready and he is on the line, so we will roll right into it, because it's, you know, an honor and a privilege to work with great professionals. Last night, Tom Hambridge, all the people I'm talking about on the radio radio now that we get to work with. I just named off some of the greatest living rock and roll legends and some of the great, great players. Well, Waynard Scheller.
Yeah, Carmen, how are you?
You're there with us, and he certainly has quite a story. And I think we want to go back and talk a little bit about how all of this kind of started with your history with the Grateful Dead, and then how you've evolved into this Dead Zepp concept.
Yeah, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show today.
My pleasure.
A little bit about my history. I was a huge fan of the Grateful Dead ever since I was a teenager, and then started touring around the country past 15, 20 years. I was in 2015 co-producing an event in California, and that was the first time I met Bob Weir and had the opportunity, the honor of working with him at the Hard Rock. It was a charity event that I co-produced with the Jerry Garcia Foundation, which is Jerry's wife and his youngest daughter, Keelan. So from then, I had another chance and ended up on stage with him on another show in California. There seems to be a magic out there on the West Coast in the state of California with this type of music. Ended up also working with Hot Tuna out there. Doing a lot of charity work the past couple of years, and it's really been a great experience for me personally to be able to give back to the community, you know? So
I just, when I met you... I want to interject there for people who don't know a lot of people who are into this music know this. But Hot Tuna was a very, very big, very popular group in the 60s and 70s, comprising people from both the Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship. And it's really something that you got to perform and play with them quite regularly, I understand, huh?
A couple of times with Bob Weir, one time with Hot Tuna. You know, and the guys from Jefferson Airplane, it evolved into Hot Tuna, and then they right. split off, and then Jefferson Starship was the other group that came out of that. But, yeah, for me, it's been a great honor to work with, you know, those type of artists as I got into my later years of my career. But the California scene, you know, it's like a whole different planet out there. Every time I go out there, it's just an experience like once in a lifetime, you know. So coming back to the point with the Grateful Dead extended family, I've ended up working with many others like Donna Jean Godchow and the original keyboard player TC and other extended family members from Bob Weir's band, which leads me to O'Teal. O'Teal was the bassist for the Allman Brothers and then joined Dead & Company. So his guitarist, Jaden Lehman, has been doing some shows with us, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. I just want to answer the one question about Dead Zep. So with my experience with the Grateful Dead world, you know, combining that with my Led Zeppelin, you know, roots from when I was a teenager, I came up with these medleys and created about 20 different medleys where I paired up songs by the Grateful Dead with songs by Led Zeppelin. And it's really the magic in the transitions and the segues between the two groups when we go back and forth from one group to the other group and then back again, you know, that is the thing that really captures the audience. So it's Dead Zep has been, you know, really exciting the past 2 to 3 years. It's really taken off, and we're getting a great response from audiences all over the country with Dead Zep. So we're really looking forward to July 10th coming
back. You know, I want to interrupt just to say that, you know, when I first, you came to me, of course, through Rich Kurtz, Mega, our musical director who plays in Dead Zep and is, you know, one of the great bass players that we have. He gave me played the audio. And as soon as I heard the way that you went from the Grateful Dead jam into Led Zeppelin's Ramble On, the way that you did it was enough for me to say, I want to have this band. I want to present this band. And it is a really talented thing, you know, to be able to arrange like that, you know, like, you know, Leon Russell, we talk about a lot because Danny Iyer does, with a little help from my friends, you know, for these performers to be able to take songs and do to them what you do, what Bonnie Raitt did to the old Del Shannon song, we're going to hear Runaway. But you do that, you said, what, 20 times, 20 different medleys, and that's what comprises most of what folks will hear along with your great musicians and your guest stars on July 10th at the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. You have 20 of them.
Yeah, and the mysterious thing is how when we go from a song like St. Stephen by the Grateful Dead, which is a fan favorite, you know, of Deadheads, and then we go into Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, and then back again. The songs, it's almost like haunting how well they fit together. You know, so I've somehow channeled this, you know, I have the skill to partner up these different songs and create these moments that are just jaw-dropping. And I'm really excited and proud about Dead Zep. You'll hear it, the enthusiasm in my voice. It's excitement, and you know, I'm really proud of the group. They're a great group.
You did a show on the boardwalk in August of last year with the top A players in the New York region, and Haley Jane, who's coming back to the Boardwalk again, and it was one of the greatest concerts I ever presented. Just for what you just said, was amazing. People were, it was jaw-dropping, and it's magical, and it's really the chemistry of bringing that music together the way you do. But you've never been out on the beach because your one performance in Summers Point got rained in, right?
Yeah, Dead Depth got rained in, and then I did come back the next month, and I played Hammond B3 with Mitch Ryder for you with the All-Stars.
Right.
But Dead Depth never played on the beach. Yeah,
right. That's so correct. Let's hope and pray that on July 10th, people in Summers Point are going to get to see this. And then, of course, as you were saying, your guest star that night, very, very accomplished, playing with the bass player from the Allman Brothers all over the country and probably the world, right?
They traveled to Iceland, and he's just graduating college in Los Angeles. Jaden Lehman, mid-20s, early 20s, you know, just like gifted. He's a prodigy. And O'Teal apparently saw that. And then he is a member of O'Teal and Friends. So O'Teal also played bass for Dead and Company, as you're aware. So Jaden Lehman ended up working with getting the chance to share the stage with John Mayer this year. And that was exciting to watch, you know. But he's a rising star, Jaden Lehman. He'll be playing with Dead Zepp as our special guest, as you said, on July 10th at the beach. On August 26th, we'll be at Kennedy Plaza with you with Dead Zepp. And our special guest will be Haley Jane. We're going to have Lindley and Haley Jane both singing on that show. So we're going to have both girls on stage. You know, that's going to be super exciting for us.
I love Haley Jane. I really became enraptured with her. She's incredible. But Lindley is also a fabulous, fabulous performer. And it's so cool for everybody out there. You know, Waynard is a very good vocalist, and he sings a lot of the Grateful Dead stuff. But these two women, these scintillating women, they sing the Led Zeppelin parts. And that's, you know, a lot. You see that a lot because of the high-end vocal performance in Led Zeppelin, that they have women performing those songs, you know. And
I equate it to the band Heart, because I was always a fan of Ann and Nancy Wilson and Heart, you know. And they were heavily influenced by Zeppelin. So I think in the back of my mind somewhere, that was always there. And when I realized that we would have a female vocalist singing the Robert Plant, you know, that's where that came from. In the back of my mind was the band Heart, you know, and their influence.
In addition to all of that, in addition to all of that, you're going to be on the stage with us two more times with Mitch Ryder and the Tony Mart All-Stars. The last week of July is going to be one of the most memorable weeks in the history of music in Summers Point on the 29th, Wednesday in Atlantic City, on Friday the 31st in Summers Point. That group of musicians with you on the Hammond B3, as you were saying before, so important. At that point, the Hammond B3 was just emerging in 1965, Garth Hudson was playing it in Tony Martz, and Mitch Ryder had his B3 player in the Detroit Wheels. This is a movement in the history of rock and roll, and you're the guy that gets to interpret that.
It's a great honor. You know, like the Grateful Dead were always heavily influenced by B3 with their keyboard players, and the Allman Brothers too, Pink Floyd, and they're three of my favorite bands. So the Devil with the Blue Dress and all that Mitch Ryder and Detroit Wheels music, it's part of my DNA, you know? So when I got the call from you to to play with the Tony Mart All-Stars and then play with Mitch Ryder, I was just ecstatic. So for me, this is one of the greatest opportunities of my life, you know, my career. So thank you for everything that you do, Carmen.
One of the great things, and you are so good at it, so professional, such a great arranger and band leader. We got to go. I really appreciate you coming and doing this. And it's almost a month from now, right? 4 weeks. Everybody mark that date on your calendar, July 10th in Summers Point with Dead Zepp and Jaden Lehman. And then in Atlantic City, we'll be doing it on the 26th of August with the great Haley Jane. And in between the last week of July, we will have the Tony Mart All-Stars with you playing the B3 organ and the piano, and Mitch Ryder. And you guys will be the Detroit Wheels that night.
That would be great. If anyone out there listening to the show today wants to find out more info about Dead Zepp, you can go to deadzepp.com or find us on Facebook, right. Rainbow Full of Sound or Dead Zepp. And thanks again for having me on the show. It's great to chat.
You're welcome, Wayne Art. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you on the 10th of July. Let the good times roll, bro. Thank you.
See you there. Have a great day.
You got it, pal. Thank you so much. He is truly a great, great musician. And, you know, world class, obviously, working with the family of Jerry Garcia, with Bob Weir, Hot Tuna, and so many more people. As I said, if you're wintering or vacationing in Florida, they are featured up and down. The state of Florida has a lot of music venues in the winter, and he is a part of that. I want to thank Rich Gerber for being a sponsor. He's been a sponsor on this show for quite some time, many years, and he is truly an asset, a real asset to the community as an expert in the different types of financial vehicles. The kinds of things that you need to be in the best situation in your life as you approach and go through the retirement years. He's a master in Medicare certification for the transition into Medicare, long-term planning, long-term care, steady income blueprint, IRA and pension discussions, disability income protection, and planning, smart income strategy, how to cope with market volatility. And right now, he's got the MIGAs, which are the multi-year guaranteed annuities that have ticked up and are returning more handsomely than they had been. And it's a really good move to get with Richard. Give him a call at 609-653-9101. He's right in Lynnwood at Central Avenue, 327 Central Avenue, Suite 101, Lynnwood, 609-653-9101. And Richard has been doing this for close to 50 years, and he knows the right way to go, and he has some of the finest, very, very best institutions in the world available with products that work for you. But more important than that is that he will take the time to get to know you and to help you. And we want to thank Rich Gerber for being a part of this. Rich Gerber, Richard T. Gerber Insurance, in Lynnwood, 609-653-9101. Richard, have a great weekend if you're out there. I want to thank the Circle Liquor Store, of course. And we've got some really, really cool things going on there. Now, this week, we got to taste the three wines that Chester Jeff Malloy is presenting at Circle. These are absolutely amazing values, and I want to share this with everyone because the deals are unbelievable. We had a wine tasting with the Wine Goddess, and you can get a lot of detailed information by going directly to the Wine Goddess, Julia Stacy Riley, at BoozyLifestyles.com. That's her her branded website, recognized now as she's a sommelier and a recognized expert, very knowledgeable, very delightful woman. And when we got to one of these, I think it was the Cabernet, you know, I said, well, what do you think? And she said, well, you know, it's the right thing to do to buy a couple cases because it'll get better and better. That's the kind of thing it is. And that's the Nichols Napa Valley Cabernet. It's young, but the price is ridiculously cheap. I mean, it's so cheap that wine snobs turn their nose up at it. I mean, this is a wine that is easily $60 to $80 retail. It's a Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon from the Napa Valley. Grapes grown in the Napa Valley. And as I said, it could easily be $60, $80, $50, $60. Chet has a special purchase on it. He can't even tell you how the wine comes through to him. We're not allowed to even make certain statements because of the discounting being so drastic. But $29.99 for Nichols Napa Valley Cabernet, and it's a good one to have. And then the one that really was amazing for $17.99 was the Benoni Russian River Valley Chardonnay. And this is a perfect wine for this time of the year. You know, it cries out for grilled seafood and crusty grilled foods off the grill, and that kind of flavor, and a lot of other things. This is a beautiful. I love this wine for this price. I mean, $17.99, it's only a couple of dollars more than, you know, what would be considered almost an economy wine. And this is really an excellent. It's a Burgundian style, and it's Russian River Valley and Willamette Valley in Oregon, two of the most famous places. Try this wine. Benoni. I really liked it. And then on the little higher end, but not really for the quality, you're getting a tremendous deal on the Bouchard Merceau Bourgogne, which is a mouthful. But the bottom line is you just go to Circle and tell them that you want the Bouchard. It's a wine from the Bourgogne region, but it is not. It doesn't have some of the high-end technical ratings. So therefore, this wine, which is easily $100 to $200 on a wine list in a fine dining establishment, is marked down, I think, from a retail in the 30s to $26.99. And there's wines next to it that are very similar that you would pay $40, $50 in the Circle. And as I said before, you know, $100 and up on the wine list. It's a beautiful white Burgundy, and was soft. It was very nice, very versatile, excellent with food for you. As I was saying, you know, this is the kind of wine I would like when I make a delicate cream sauce or something that is you know, a French dish, or you know, even like a Coquille Saint Jacques, crab imperial, the white wines, the Bellotes, I mean, the white sauces, really, really excellent, and high-end stuff. Also, the Wine Goddess has done some research on the spritzers, and we're going to get into that a lot more on the next show when she's going to be on with us, but this is something we want to share with everybody. For instance, the limoncello spritzer, you know, 1 or 2 ounces of limoncello, the famous Italian liqueur not Napoli, but right around the corner there, out in the Bay of Naples, Sorrento, one of the most beautiful places. They have it everywhere, is the limoncello. You can mix it with tonic if you like that kind of flavor, but you can also mix it with seltzer or any kind of club soda or that kind of thing, and it would be really nice. Or you can get into a nice champenois, a drier champagne, or a drier sparkling wine. There's a lot of possibilities, and we'll talk about that with the Wine Goddess. Also, the Aperol, which is the 2 ounces of Aperol liqueur with 3 ounces of Prosecco and a little bubbly club soda on top. And also the Chambord. This is one that Chet says is very popular, the raspberry, French raspberry liqueur. You buy the Chambord in the circle, and you get a couple of ounces, and then put the Prosecco on top and some sparkling water on top of that. That makes it fantastic. These are all great late afternoon aperitifs before dinner. I like to drink this stuff while I'm cooking and hanging out. So, Circle's got it all covered. Plus, some great deals on the rosés. This is the time of the year people like to enjoy rosé. And Circle has one, the Palm Rosé Chateau d'Esclan, $15.99. And this is a Provence rosé from the south of France, as good as it gets. But Circle has so much more. Most importantly, they're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Very convenient where they are. And you can enjoy not only the wines, but the beers, the cocktails, and a can, all of the different seltzer drinks. And, you know, they have so much prestige, such a strong position in the industry, that if there's something that you want and they don't have it, they can get it quite quickly, and they will. The micro brews, the seasonal brews, the summer brews, all of that is really, really very, very available at Circle. And that's, I think, important, as well as a great selection of the European beers. You might want to celebrate with some European beers or world beers with the World Cup. And Circle has the huge, huge selection. And on the Latin American side, the tequilas. They have a whole aisle of tequilas. And look, it's just probably the best independent liquor store in the world. Great hospitality, great service, great deals, great people, and great giving. they give and give to the community. But also, it's, you know, by far the best we have. And you will certainly enjoy getting ready to let the good times roll at the Circle Liquor Store. I want to mention the North End Grill. North End Grill just got into the gumbo cook-off. That's July 13th is the gumbo cook-off, which is 4 weeks from Monday at the Point Tiki Bar and Nightclub, 998 Bay Avenue in Summers Point. They have great, great home-style comfort food. They're doing really excellent smoked pork barbecue, pulled pork, as everyone calls it, and pulled chicken. Nancy really enjoys that. And something that they do that I really like is a big mac and cheese with this tangy pulled pork. The sauce that he makes is sweet and tangy, just a little bit spiced. It's perfect with mac and cheese. Angelo and Jimmy are the chefs there, and they're going to take a shot at doing gumbo with us this year. They also are sponsors of the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, and that's where we're going to be having our sponsor party. So, if you want to be the sponsor, you have to excuse me. I'm not up 100%, that's for sure. But we're having a lot of fun. You can become a sponsor by just sending a quick email to TonyMartPresents@gmail.com or coming up to us on the beach this Friday, the 19th, when we're there with Bonorama, and be a part of it and get invited to that party on the 21st. That's a hell of a party on August 21st. Not only will we have all this great food from the North End Grill, but we will also have, Billy Walton Band on the beach that night with the Plaid Salmon Horns. So it'll be a real, real South Jersey celebration. Billy will be doing the Asbury Jukes Southside Johnny sounds and the sounds that he loves to do from Stax Records. Hold On, I'm Coming, and all of the great songs from Memphis. And also the Billy Walton sounds of the Jersey Shore. So we're going to just kind of roll right into it. We invite everybody to take their time. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we will have shows for you rolling out now, Fridays, Wednesdays, starting in 2 weeks. And we want everybody to join us and support and be part of the family. And come and look for us and say hello to us and enjoy it. And as we like to tell you, until we are together again at the next gig, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.